the Eurodish project, studying the need for food and health research infrastructure in Europe. Eurodish looked at four areas of research: determinants of what consumers eat and drink, dietary intake, nutritional status, and the impact on health. The project is in its third and final year. We asked Professor Pieter van t Veer, the scientific coordinator of the project, what are the key findings of Eurodish?
So we have these four different areas in research. And now, because of research traditions, all these areas tend to be quite separate. To address the challenges of our society with respect to sustainable food production and healthy food production, what is needed that we are able to connect those areas. Apart from an overarching infrastructure that combines the four different pillars that we have in this domain, it was also noted it's very difficult to have objective assessment of what consumers do in their daily life, how they select their foods, where and when, what are the drivers for them, etc. And research into that is very relevant to translate our knowledge on healthy diets and to put that into practice for consumers in their daily life. And for that reason, we need to have more research infrastructures, especially in the area of determinants and intake. In the area of status and health, it's very much related to the biomedical research, say what we can do in hospitals. There's quite a lot organized and infrastructures are available, but they are very different from the ones we have at the side of the consumer and the behavior. And in fact, one of the main key challenges is that we start connecting these two areas of research, and that requires this standardization and talking similar languages and using similar formats for our data.
What should the research infrastructure look like?
The way to connect those areas, that starts by making data, research data from the different disciplines available. Only by combining the information from the different resources, from public resources and also what is known from industries that is not publicly available, if that type of information can be incorporated and combined with data on nutrition surveillance, for instance, then we would be able to give them with better advices and better policies, better product development that would help for consumers to make better choices and that would serve public health.
So what are the next steps now the project is coming to an end?
Now we are going to present our results at the expo in Milan to a wider audience of public and private stakeholders, different member states of the EU. And that way we build a support platform that favors the idea of developing this whole research infrastructure. There will probably be one governing institute that takes into account what rules we have, how we use data, how we arrange privacy issues, ethical issues, ownership from who are these data. So all these issues have to be outlined in the coming years, and we will gradually add more countries or research institutes that support the idea. And in the end, in about 5 to 10 years, we want to have this system operational.
The Eurodish project, studying the need for food and health research infrastructure in Europe.